Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Thank you for joining me this morning for Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Of course, we've been dealing with some extreme weather. Sometimes people will stay in the cold if they can't take their pets with them to a shelter. But one facility in the region does have kennels so that people who need emergency shelter can keep their companions with them. Joining us now is Anthony D'Agostino, CEO of Peter and Paul Community Services. Anthony, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Thanks, Megan. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your shelter. Where is it located and what kind of demand have you seen this week?
Well, because of the generosity of a couple who lives in the just Coast Kiosko neighborhood at First and Sydney, they have a building and they let us use it to bring in people. Just this last week, seeing the weather come in, we had a bunch of conversations with people who are on the ground and seeing what the need was in the community. And we saw that there wasn't going to be enough beds for the larger number of people who are going to come in during extreme weather. So we just decided to open up. We opened up on Sunday, and immediately we had about 50 to 60 people show up. And we've been operating for the last day or two. And it's been a lot. But, there's people who coming in, frostbites, real health conditions and issues. It's really cold out there, and it's just getting colder.
Are these mostly individuals who are living on the streets right now?
Yes. So most of the people that we're encountering are people who are chronically homeless or people living on the streets. Usually just on Sunday, went over to the Frito-Lay's abandoned building down by the waterfront, close to the building. And we found two people in there who came inside because it was so cold and it was going to get colder. So, a lot of people who are living outside will come in when it gets this cold. A lot of people outside don't necessarily love coming into shelters because of the restrictions and some of the issues around privacy and other things, a multitude of reasons. But when it's this cold, when it gets below 20 and it gets to single digits at night, it's so dangerous that they need to come in. And the people who won't, we need to go out there and outreach and make sure they do so they don't lose some digits or potentially their lives.
Anthony, the thing I noted about the information that you set out was the decision to provide kennels for people's pets. Talk to us about why you decided to do that.
Yes. So low barrier, which means we don't want to have barriers to come in. I mentioned a little bit about, some of the privacy issues or just shelter rules that people oftentimes don't come in during even nice weather for. Well, pets is one of the biggest reasons why someone might not come in. We estimate that around 10% of people living outside have a pet. And most of those people will not come into a facility that doesn't allow pets because, like a lot of us, pets are like a loved one and they're not going to leave that pet outside. And it's really dangerous outside for the pets, just like for human beings. So we on Sunday when we opened, we had five people come in who had animals. And most shelters do not allow pets. It's something we're really working towards, not just us at Peter and Paul, but the whole community is really working towards having more spaces and facilities with kennels for pets.
Is that an increased liability to have pets in the same building as their owners?
Well, to be honest with you, a little bit. A lot of the pets aren't trained. And actually, give you an example. Last year, when we opened up a pop-up shelter when a huge need came during a cold snap in January of last year, it was we had a pet come in who wasn't trained and was unleashed. We did not have kennels at the time, so we learned. But that pet actually bit another client in the facility. So there are all kinds of issues associated with having pets around, especially when they're not trained or domesticated. So the kennels are helpful. We're trying to make sure that that is not a reason that someone doesn't come inside and then we find them the next day in a very serious health issue or not even breathing.
What are the responsibilities of someone who would bring a pet into the emergency shelter. What do you ask of them?
So the basic things are, we keep it simple. We ask them to keep their pet now in the kennel at all times, unless they are allowed to bring them outside. We also try to tell them to be around their pet the whole time, because a lot of these animals are not used to being kenneled. So if their owner is not next to the kennel or right in vision, they will start to whine or yelp. And so that becomes an issue for everyone in the congregate shelter, right? Especially at nighttime. And then we have a space in the back where we can put the kennels that is quieter. If the dog is going to bark all night, that's still warm and inside. So we're just asking them to do the basic maintenance of taking care of the dog and making sure it doesn't have any issues around. And then we're open to cats or other animals that maybe need to come in too, but we haven't had those yet.
We're speaking with Anthony D'Agostino, CEO of Peter and Paul Community Services. Talk about, what it takes to get an emergency shelter up and running when you do have a cold snap like this.
Well, so it takes a lot of mission-oriented, hyper-productive people. And at Peter and Paul, we're very fortunate. We also work with a lot of other entities and organizations that are helpful, people in the community, supporters, donors. It's a great group. And, you have to have these individuals willing to come in when it's snowing outside, when there's 8 inches of snow and it's hard to get your car going through it. You have to have people who are dedicated to work overtime. We are professionally operated, so while we have some volunteers, the shelter is being run by professionally trained shelter operators, so we pay extra overtime. So it's really expensive, but that also helps with safety, because like anything else, you want experts to be there. Unfortunately, a lot of shelters don't have the funding to be able to have experts in the field, so they end up having to have volunteers, which is fine, and it's great, but everyone needs more funding to be able to have more staff.
What regulations do you need to comply with in order to not only provide shelter for individuals, but their pets as well?
So that comes back to some of the liability. Pop-up shelters, inclement shelters, whatever you want to call them, these shelters that open up around the community when it gets this cold and this dangerous, they don't have a lot of regulations around them, and there is a lot of liability around them. So unfortunately, our efforts are, we don't really worry about the traditional regulations around shelters. So a lot of shelters have some HUD regulations, and in these, we're just focused on saving lives and getting people inside.
How long would you anticipate keeping this shelter open?
So there's no magic number. We opened on Sunday because we knew the temperatures were dipping well below at night, below freezing. So when it gets into like 25 degrees or so at night, that is when pop-ups really need to be opened around the community, because, it starts to become dangerous for people to be outside in freezing temperature. This week, it's not over. So unfortunately, with a big snowstorm, we would have loved to have had warm weather this week, and then the snow would cool and we could just be open for a few days, but it's getting colder. Tonight's colder. Tomorrow night's even colder. We're talking about single digits at night and potentially wind chills below zero. I mean, when wind chill gets below zero, when you're outside, you have a matter of minutes and not hours before you get frostbite on exposed skin. So we're really worried about that. So we're going to stay open through the week, and potentially all the way through the weekend. Once again, we don't have a lot of funding. We have an anonymous foundation that would like to stay anonymous, who gave us a good chunk of money, which is great. And it's not just for us. It's, more money into the system for these shelter providers, like over at AmeriCorps and Wellston, and I'm going to forget a bunch of others, Calgary. But there's a lot of places just like us that are opening, and they need funding. I mean, I tell people all the time, money doesn't solve every problem, but it makes almost every problem easier to solve. So, we would love to have people giving in any way they can to us or any other shelter that's open during these cold snaps.
Do you have a website that folks can go to?
We do. It's www.ppcsinc.org. PPCS.org. So PPCS, like Peter Paul Community Services, Inc.org. And yeah, we would love to, or you could just Google Peter and Paul Community Services. But once again, we really appreciate everyone who has stepped up, and there's a lot of your listeners who are doing that. We're all kind of warm inside, and it's really tough to go out there to shovel snow. It helps us remember that some people are living out there, and they need to be inside because it is that dangerous. So thank you to everyone who's listening, who's helping.
Anthony D'Agostino, Peter and Paul Community Services CEO, thank you so much for your time this morning here on KMOX.